Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today, I'm going to talk to you about some of the announcements we made just a few days ago, last Wednesday. Really exciting stuff. So exciting that my friend Shakespeare decided to join us. And he's joining us here on the stage while I go on the stage.
It's good. It's a good one.
Shake because he wrote plays. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about these announcements. So first of all, number one, Red Hat Enterprise Linux. We added a set of images to our marketplace. So we made an announcement last November, talked about a bunch of cool things that we were going to do with Red Hat, including a bunch of hybrid stuff, integrated support, so our engineers are actually co-located. They're sitting next to each other to support the sort of end-to-end experience between Red Hat products and Microsoft products. We included Windows Server support as part of the Red Hat support for OpenStack, so some really, really cool integration points. Last week, we announced a set of two new images, okay, 67772, images for Red Hat Enterprise Linux. And so these are images, of course, that are available, and you can deploy these directly in our portal experience. This is the portal. This is me. And so you can go in and you can deploy these, full experience, configure them, set them up. But what's really cool, two really, really, really cool things. One, these are actually billed at a per minute basis, giving it so much flexibility, right? So much control. You can go in and deploy sort of what you want when you want it. So it's great for sort of scale out workloads. It's great for very agile, for dev tests, these sorts of things, bursting, those examples. Then also, you actually can link this to your subscription with Red Hat. So you can go in right through the portal experience. There's actually a little button that says, it says something like link to Red Hat, and it's kind of got a little button. It'll actually take you to the Red Hat page, and it will actually link your subscription. Super cool, very unique offering, actually, across all this. And like I said, the support engineers are co-located, so, you know, when you call in, if this is someone, I'm actually drawing a lot of pictures today. This is awesome. This is someone who sits here and takes the call and says, hello, can I help you? And there'll be someone sitting right next to them, and so this will be Red Hat and Microsoft, you know, hanging out with arms around each other and so on. So this is the co-located support, in case you were wondering what this meant. And so that's announcement number one. Okay, cool. I need a better eraser or something here. All right, announcement number two. I don't have as nice pictures. Azure Container Service is now broadly available. So this container service, something we've had in the past. I think I've shown demos here a few episodes before. We'll actually maybe we can put some links to the old episodes, and we'll talk about that. The cool thing here with the Azure Container Service, two options. Super open. You can deploy really any of the orchestrator solutions you're looking for. But we're really focused right now. You can deploy an Apache Mesos plus DCOS Marathon experience. And so this gives you, full sort of orchestration experience end-to-end. You can also deploy a Docker Swarm experience, okay? And so this will deploy a set of virtual machines using VM scale sets, which I've talked about here, and we'll configure them using sort of the options that you select based on that solution. So it'll configure it for you. Some of the issues or problems that we've had in the previous, man down. Problems that we had as part of the private preview for container service, we've now fixed, and so it's broadly available. So it should be a lot of fun. Cool. Three. We have some images that Bitnami has certified as part of deploying into Azure. We have a bunch of images, actually, Bitnami's already validated to run on top of Azure, but now we're taking these and we're certifying them into the full Azure marketplace. Super cool. So you should be able to go find these. And actually, it turns out our marketplace is 60% of the images in our marketplace today are Linux-based. And so, fully open source, fully Linux-based, super cool, a really exciting stat as well. We're just seeing so much growth there really a lot of fun. So you can see a wide variety of open source solutions, Linux-based solutions, all of these Linux-based solutions, really just tons of fun to be able to go and deploy, whether it be images, whether it be the container service, or whether it be Red Hat Enterprise Linux images. You can do anything you want. So Cool. These are the big announcements. We also did talk about, it was announced earlier, but we talked about our support for OneOps as well. So you can go take a look at that. So OneOps does work on top of Azure. And again, another open source based management solution. So cool. This is the set of stuff we announced. So as always, you have questions, you got comments. You can send them here to Azure TWC with the little pound sign, the symbol here on the front that is a specific symbol for Twitter. You can also send me a message directly at Corey Sanders Wah as well. And so send me a note and we'll talk about it. So cool. I think that's all I got. So hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Hopefully you enjoyed this time with me and Shakespeare. Let me just grab him. There we go. And I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. And thanks a lot. See you later. Okay.
There we go.
You may have missed all the fun already, though. You may have missed all the fun already since we've already made all of our jokes. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not good ones. All right. Did you figure out how to use a camera?
Yeah.
I'm such a prima donna. I won't do this unless I get a bowl full of pink M&Ms.
Pink M&Ms. Yeah.
All right.
Got it.
I gotta do this.
We're good.
Again,
we're
right?
good. Yeah.
Sorry.
We're good.
Okay.
Numbers
all right.
are rolling. Numbers are rolling. We're good.
All right. But I gotta start off with the whole Shakespeare thing.
Sure you can.
All right. Fine. All right. You ready? Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. Today, I'm going to talk to you about some of the announcements we made just a few days ago, last Wednesday. Really exciting stuff. So exciting that my friend Shakespeare decided to join us. And he's joining us here on the stage while I go on the stage.